Justin, thank you. Good morning, everybody. We start in the world of West Delaware girls and boys wrestling last night in Marion for the first WAMAC East Division double duel as they travel down to Marion, taking on the Wolves and the Mustangs of Mount Vernon. That first duel against Marion, the girls won 36-30. The boys all over the Wolves, 66-12. The second one was much closer as the girls fell to Mount Vernon, 36-28. The boys prevailed 35-27 over the Mustangs. Boys head coach Jeff Voss talked to Jamie Vasky and Roger Reed after the meet about how proud he was of his team's effort.
It was a challenge for the kids, especially that, dropped the weight class. You don't know how they're going to respond to the weight cut and how they're, the pre-match routine and all that, but what a team effort. Mount Vernon's a great team. You know, we made a couple moves with Ward, moving him up to 220 against a really good 220-pounder. Him and Cameron, seniors really stepped up tonight. That was good to see. Real good duel. Really, really proud of how the kids stepped up. Now, we didn't win all the matches, but we battled in all of them and with a lot of young kids. We're going to take it. We'll get ready for the Battle of Waterloo.
The annual Battle of Waterloo tournament taking place in Young Arena in Waterloo. Starting at 9 a.m., the Hawks taking on Waterloo East. They'll wrestle at 11 a.m. and 1 o'clock based on who wins and loses in their 8-team bracket. Independence will also be there taking on New Hampton Turkey Valley. They'll start at 9 a.m. also in the B bracket like the Hawks are in bracket A. Western Dubuque, they'll hook up with Alburnett at 9 a.m. On the girls' side, East Buchanan and Independence are involved. The Buccaneers will take on Crestwood at 9 a.m., the same time that Independence will face Osage. Our latest KMCH Sports Standout Performer of the Week is on our website at KMCH.com with a full video interview. Myself and Dawson Bergen, senior wrestler from EDCO, who is now the career wins leader in EDCO wrestling program history, breaking the mark of Killian Welsh with 126 wins as Bergen hit the 131 win mark last Saturday at the Olwine Invitational. Again, on our website at KMCH.com, our KMCH Sports Standout Performer of the Week, presented by F&M Bank, EDCO senior wrestler Dawson Bergen. To the world of high school girls basketball now, the latest rankings out from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union Class 1A. Algona Bishop Garrigan is still number one. North Lynn remains at number three with their 7-0 record. Central Cater is 5-0 as they stay at number nine. In Class 2A, Dyke New Hartford remains at number one. The Cascade Cougars are 6-0 as they're bumping up a slot to number six. In Class 3A, number one is Esterville, Lincoln Central, Benton Community at 3, Solon 6, Centerpoint Urbana 7, Mount Vernon 10, Dubuque Wallert is number 11. In 4A, Cedar Rapids Xavier at number 1, Clear Creek Urbana is at number 7. And in Class 5A, Waterloo West remains the number 1 team at number 5, bumping up 3 positions. West Des Moines Valley and former West Delaware coach Matt Utoff and his Tigers have a record of 5-1. In girls basketball play from last night, Cascade traveled down to Springville and toppled the Orioles 64-40. It was EDCO winning the Battle of the Turkey River Cup over Clayton Ridge up in Guttenberg 42-32. Coming up tonight, a full slate on the final Friday night of the first half of the basketball season. We'll have one featured game from KMCH Sports as the West Delaware boys on the road taking on the Independence Mustangs. The Hawks are 5-1. The Mustangs are 3-2. All the action from Independence High School tonight with Luke Emslin and myself live right here on Mix 94.7, KMCH.com, and the KMCH app. We'll have score updates from the girls' contest. West Delaware hosting Independence inside Seedorf Gymnasium back in Manchester throughout our coverage tonight. West Delaware bowling returns, girls and boys, out at Lightning Lanes this afternoon, their second and final home meet of the season, as the Hawks will celebrate their 10 seniors on their senior meet starting at 3:40 this afternoon with their senior recognition, and the first rolls will begin at 4 o'clock against Benton Community. All the action can be heard and seen live on our KMCH Sports video stream at KMCH.com with Bill Logan and Josh Christensen starting around 3:40. Top 25 men's college basketball from last night. Number 22, Wisconsin, took care of Lehigh at home, 78-56. Week number 15 of the NFL season underway. underway. Brock Purdy, George Kittle, and the San Francisco 49ers got past Seattle 21-13. In the NBA, these winners, Memphis, Miami, Utah in overtime, and Phoenix. In the NHL, these teams were victorious. Carolina, New York Rangers, Tampa Bay, Philadelphia, Anaheim, Dallas, Pittsburgh, Los Angeles in a shootout, Winnipeg in overtime, Vegas, Buffalo, and St. Louis in shootout fashion. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good and safe Friday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.